Proverbs 27:21 tells us, as the finding pot for silver and the furnace for gold, so is a man to his praise. I need to ask you a funny question. Are you scared to give someone praise? Are you afraid of giving compliments? Maybe you'll think, if I overpraise my children, they won't perform. They will get spoiled. If I give too many compliments, then I won't be in control and they won't listen to me. Maybe with your Sunday school class or your schoolroom or your employees at work or your boss, especially with your family, do you find that you want to withhold saying good things to others? Because then they will stop living up to your expectations, or they will get a heightened sense of self-worth and they need to stay humble. Now, maybe all of these things are subconscious and you wouldn't actually say them out loud, but I'm wondering, did you grow up in a family where it was super awkward to say anything good about anybody? It was so much easier to just criticize or down talk everyone. Maybe you grew up in a culture at church, or maybe in a region of the country where salt of the earth people, they don't smile and they definitely don't hug. They don't tell you I love you, and they definitely don't compliment you, because that would be wrong. Do you have that in your mindset? Do you have that in your background? Then it is going to be really difficult for you to overcome that to obey the Bible. You said what? And I said yes, to obey the Bible. The Bible says that we are to praise each other. First of all, I think we all know that God is a God that commands and desires praise. Every day he wants our praise, and he doesn't make any bones about that. And of course he is our God. He did create us and he is perfect. So we can kind of wrap our minds around the fact that he deserves that. Okay, he's perfect. He deserves praise. Well, isn't it interesting that he asks for it? Is that awkward to ask for praise? But we are supposed to give it to him. And the more we do it, the easier it becomes and the happier we become. Do you know that when you wake up in the morning and you start your day off with praising God and saying, wow, look at that sunrise. That's amazing. You made that. That it becomes instantly easier to start to see good things to compliment and to praise. And do you know it will be the same thing in your other relationships? It is a powerful, powerful tool, ladies, one that you should never ignore. And let me give you this encouragement. It is not too late. If you did not raise your kids in the atmosphere of everyone saying nice things about each other, then you can still do that now. Will they wonder if you're a phony, if you're starting in with people on complimenting and praising and you have never been that person? Yes, there will be a time when they wondered what happened to you. But it's not going to take long for them to get used to the fact that this is the new you and you are sincere. You're not trying to get something out of people. Maybe you were raised with that mentality. Oh, anyone that compliments you wants something. Does that sound familiar? But you're missing out. You are missing out on one of the most powerful tools that you have, that God has given us to be like him. Let me explain. God is a creator God. He created us. He created everything in a week. It's amazing to think about it. Everything we see, everything that exists was created in 6 days by our creator God. He has given us the power that he has to create. death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Therefore, he has given us the power to change things by our words. And that is praise. It is such a powerful tool. The Bible says that a man will rise up to his praise, and a woman, as the fining pot for silver. If you are trying to refine someone in your life and bring out the best in them and help them live up to their full potential and show forth all of their best qualities, what you use is praise. I hate flattery. I'm one of these realistic people that do not like to be flattered. I hate it. I hate insincere compliments. And I do have that thing in the back of my mind that says, okay, what do they want? Because sometimes people do flatter you because they're being a salesman, because they have a sales pitch, because they want something from you. Hi, friends, da 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 da. And then the next thing you know, you're just waiting for it and you're waiting to hear what it is that they need you to do. But that doesn't mean that we should stay away from praise. Our children need it. It is life. It is like breathing life. Our friends need it. Our spouse needs it. Everyone, our neighbors need it. Let me give you a little story to wrap this up. My children are teenagers and grown. I have not had little children in my house for a while. And yesterday I volunteered to watch several young children for the day at my house and at my pool. And I got some teen girls to help me. And it was so fun and the kids were so sweet. When the father dropped off the children, he was telling me about his youngest child. I don't know if he's 2 or 3. Probably 3. And he said he can go to the bathroom on his own. He'll tell you if he needs to go to the bathroom. But I'm thinking in my mind, I'm going to make sure to ask that child if he needs to go to the bathroom, so that we don't have any accidents in the pool. And it wasn't long before the little boy said he needed to use the restroom and he still needs help, so I'm helping him in the restroom. After we're done, I was so glad that he did not go to the bathroom in the pool that I was praising him. I said, "You did such a great job. Thank you for telling me that you needed to go. Your mother's going to be so proud of you. That is a big boy," okay? I praised him. Ladies, do you know what happened? Over the next 2 hours, guess who needed to go to the bathroom 5 times? Okay. No, he did not need to go to the bathroom 5 times. Yes, we went through the motions 5 times. Guess what? There was a little 3-year-old boy who loved praise. But that is not just for 3-year-old boys. That's for you. That's for me. Praising is like giving water to a plant that's dying and watching its leaves spread out and grow. That's the power we have of praise. So I just want to encourage you. Yes, our pride says don't do it. But the Bible says if you know to do something good and you don't, it's sin. So if you actually think something nice about a lady, but you think, oh, she's beautiful, she's popular, I'm not going to say I like her dress, even though I just had that thought. She probably has everyone telling her that. That's the devil whispering in your ear. You push past that negative thought, and if you have a good thought about someone, immediately have it come out of your mouth. And guess what? It gets so much easier when you get into the habit of speaking good thoughts. You will start seeing more good in people. People will start being attracted to you because we all need praise, and you will be a person that will give them the praise that they desire, and you will start to have people being attracted to you and wanting to be around you more. And you can give that service to the world that the Lord is asking us to be his mouth on earth and compliment, praise, uplift, and encourage. You need it and I need it. And as we are to do to others, as we want them to do to us, that's what we should do to them. And it starts with good words. Let's see how many times we can praise and uplift others everywhere. The cashier, the bank teller, the stranger on the street, everything. See how much we can praise this week. See how much it changes our relationship in the next few weeks with our family, our friends, strangers, everybody. It's a game changer. Let's go walk in love. Loving God through loving others by praising them. Have a great week, friends.